When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. I'm here to recap Wednesday's action on the diamond, get you ready for Thursday. We got a ton of news and notes. The trade deadline is ramping up, folks. Should be a fun one out there. So let's get to the news and notes for you and see what we can discuss. Kicking it off, the Angels-Tigers game got postponed due to inclement weather. Doubleheader scheduled for Thursday. Shohei Ohtani will pitch game one, originally scheduled to pitch on Friday. So that is a surprising bit of news there. But Shohei will pitch game one, Patrick Sandoval game two. Zach Neto will return to the Angels lineup and play one of the two games, not both of them. So that is good as well. And then the Angels announced that they're pulling Shohei Ohtani off the trade market. Okay, good. Well, about 20 minutes ago, before starting to record the podcast, the Angels are proving that they're going for it as they traded for Lucas Giolito and Ronaldo Lopez from the Chicago White Sox. The Angels sent number 65 overall prospect in baseball, Edgar Quero, catcher, ninth catching prospect in baseball, to the White Sox, and left-handed pitcher Kyle Busch, two of the top prospects in the Angels system, to the White Sox. As of this recording, they are rumored to be in a trade discussions to also acquire Jaimer Candelario from the Washington Nationals. Well, if that news breaks, we'll cover that on tomorrow's show. But the Angels are active. The Angels are going for it. We'd love nothing more than to see Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout in the playoffs before Shohei leaves the Angels. Juan Soto, he had the day off on Wednesday. This was discussed with Bob Melvin, the manager, on Tuesday evening to give Soto the day off to deal with the finger that's been bothering him since spring training. He said it's been up and down all season. Soto will have an MRI on his finger on Thursday to see the extent of the injury. The Giants, they called up shortstop prospect Marco Luciano from AAA. He played most of the season in AA, but in the last six games, he was in AAA, and he had .292 with two doubles and two home runs. After a slow start to the season, Luciano's heating up in a big, big way, so hopefully he can give a boost to a much-needed, struggling Giants offense. Jesse Winker was placed on the IL with back spasms by the Milwaukee Brewers, retroactive to about 4 days ago. Abraham Toro was recalled once again for the Brew Crew. Jesus Sanchez, he left Wednesday's game after coming up lame, running out of ground ball after the game. It was reported that he's dealing with neck tightness, and it makes sense as he was needing help off the field. Wasn't really limping, but looked very ginger in the upper body neck area. So he's day-to-day, hopefully nothing too serious with Jesus Sanchez. The Toronto Blue Jays, they traded reliever Trent Thornton, who they DFA'd a few days ago, to the Seattle Mariners for minor league infielder Mason McCoy. Just a minor move there. Relieving depth for the Seattle Mariners. Max Fried was scratched from his rehab start on Wednesday with an illness. He's expected to pitch Thursday or Friday. That would be Fried's fourth rehab start, and he's expected to be activated off the IL after that start takes place. Joey Gallo was removed from Wednesday's game in the eighth inning with an illness as well, so kind of a weird deal in the eighth inning for Joey Gallo. He's day-to-day. Yordan Alvarez and Jose Altuve were activated from the IL on Wednesday as the Astros had one of their most full, regular, what you'd expect opening day lineups in a long, long time, and they're just a few games back of the Texas Rangers. They got smoked by the Rangers on Wednesday 13-5, but good things to come probably for Houston. Keep an eye on playing time. Yainer Diaz did not start. He came in pinch hit, did a two-run homer. Obviously a much more talented player than Martin Maldonado, so we'll see how that plays out. In that situation, Corey Jolks was also on the bench, who's been playing regularly with Yordan's absence. Oh, and Mauricio Dubon was out as well with Altuve returning. So keep an eye on this playing time situation, as some players that were once fantasy relevant may not be so fantasy relevant anymore. The Marlins, they made a trade. They traded a reliever, Dylan Floro, to the Minnesota Twins for reliever Jorge Lopez. So a struggling reliever for a struggling reliever swap for two teams. So maybe they'll find some solace and some better days ahead on their new clubs. Mike Clevinger, he threw a four-plus inning sim game on Tuesday, and everything went well. He will be activated from the IL and start on Saturday. Yuri Perez, he has not made an appearance since he was shut down and sent to the minor leagues for the Marlins. He made his first start since then at AA on Wednesday. He threw 45 pitches. Makes you wonder if he can throw at least 45 pitches while he's not like piggybacking or something with the Marlins as they tried to make a playoff push. The Dodgers, they were busy. They traded for Enrique Hernandez yesterday, and now they traded for Amed Rosario from the Guardians and sent Noah Syndergaard to Cleveland. Very interesting move. Definite shortstop improvement with the often injured Miguel Rojas this season. But Amed Rosario used to be a great defensive shortstop, one of the worst ones this season. So we'll see how that one plays out. But definitely an upgrade offensively at shortstop for the Dodgers. And then Noah Syndergaard was expected back in the rotation sometime next week, possibly. He's supposed to go throw a bullpen in Cleveland on Wednesday or Thursday. So we'll see how that pans out for Syndergaard. The Guardians are going to recall Oscar Gonzalez to take Rosario's spot on the team. Some good news out of the Bronx. Aaron Judge is expected to return to the Yankees on Friday. That'd be a big, big plus for them. But that's still a possibility. So let's see if it actually happens. But things are pointing in the right direction for Aaron Judge. This is sad news for me because Jonah Heim was my most rostered player after draft season. He left Wednesday's game after a swing and miss where he grabbed his wrist and his side. So at first I'm thinking hamate, then I'm thinking oblique. Maybe it's oblique and hamate. Regardless, not thrilled with his information. We're going to hopefully get some more news on Thursday as the team runs some tests on Jonah Heim. Cedric Mullins, as he's recovering from his latest injury, has been hitting and playing catch, and he progressed to running the bases on Wednesday, a definite step in the right direction to get Cedric Mullins hopefully back sooner than later to the Orioles. Gunnar Henderson, who left Tuesday's game with a lower back injury, he's expected to return on Friday as he's healing up from that once again. Zach Eflin, he left Wednesday's start with the Rays with left knee discomfort. He was getting hit around pretty good by the Marlins. He's supposed to have testing done on Thursday. Speaking of testing done on a Tampa Bay Ray, Yandy Diaz had positive MRI results on his groin. He's day-to-day. They avoided the big one, according to Kevin Cash. So hopefully Diaz does not even need a short IL stint, goes straight just day-to-day. Maybe comes back this weekend. Last but not least, Mitch Haniger, his fractured arm is healed. So the cast is off. It's healed, all the good stuff. Now he can start baseball activities and hopefully return in a few weeks. All right, everybody, Underdog Fantasy for you here. You want to make some money making picks on MLB games? Then you have to try Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. In Underdog's Pick'em game, you just pick your favorite baseball players and predict whether they will go higher or lower on stats like strikeouts, hits, and more. Pick two of five players, get all your picks right, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Be sure to sign up with the promo code PITCHERLIST, PITCHERLIST, all one word, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. So you have some bonus cash to start playing with. They don't have a ton of lines out overnight right now. There's only like four or five games on Thursday, but some of the early lines I'm liking here, Cody Senga, over 5.5 strikeouts versus the Washington Nationals. Senga only struck out 3 in his last outing. Prior to that, though, was 6 straight starts of 6 or more Ks, and it's like 12 of his last 13 with 6 or more Ks. He's been very, very good. So I like Senga over 5.5 Ks. And then out of all that's available, Cody Bellinger over 7.5 fantasy points. Bellinger went deep again on Wednesday. He faces Miles Mikolas on Thursday. So I like my chances there. I'm waiting to see some lines for Dylan Cease and Tanner Bibee. That'd be some stuff I'd be interested in when those drop on Thursday. Again, that's underdogfantasy.com or Underdog Fantasy in the App Store. Sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, all one word. You get your first deposit doubled up to $100. You must be 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. 19 or over in Alabama, Nebraska, 21 or over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Terms do apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. Some hitting highlights from Wednesday on the diamond. Dylan Moore went 3-for-4 for the Mariners with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 4 RBIs. Moore, obviously he's not living up to the hype we got a few years ago, but since July 14th, he's played in six games as he platoons in the outfield. In those six games, Moore's hitting .438 with three homers, four runs scored, eight RBIs, and one stolen base. So it's worth monitoring if Moore starts getting more playing time. Maybe it's a week the Mariners face a lot of lefties. He could bring some fantasy viability to your teams. Matt Wallner, he's been called up by the Twins recently to fill in for some of their injured outfield situation. Wallner went 2-for-3 with two homers, two runs scored, two RBIs on Wednesday. He now has three home runs since being recalled on July 16th. Wallner showed a ton of power in the minors. The batting average has been inconsistent and not really great in the bigs, but he does supply power. Maybe he's going to get comfortable and start producing for the Twins and maybe your fantasy teams. And then I'll just mention him again, Edward Julian, 1-for-3 with a solo home run on Wednesday. Since July 1st, Julian's hitting .407 with six homers, 14 runs, nine RBIs, and a stolen base. He's been great. Jorge Polanco's due back Friday. They're going to try to play Polanco at third base to let Julian play second still. So as long as Julian stays in that lineup, he is a must start, and he is super low rostered still in Yahoo. So go check out and see if Julian's available and make that change. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some pitching highlights from Wednesday. Seth Lugo, seven innings, two earned, three hits, no walks, eight Ks against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Lugo's been showing some really good strikeout stuff of late, and on Wednesday he had 15 whiffs and a 37% CSW. On the season now, Lugo has a 3.62 ERA, 3.57 xFIP, and 79 Ks in 82 innings pitched. Definitely a guy that's available on a lot of waiver wires right now, and it'll bring you some nice, nice fantasy production in the coming starts. Johan Oviedo, who was a big, big fantasy star to start the season, has struggled a bit of late. He's been better of late, I should say, actually, but still inconsistent. On Wednesday, he showed the good side. Six innings, one earned, three hits, three walks, five Ks against the San Diego Padres with 11 whiffs and a 24% CSW. Oviedo's not a must-start every time out, but definitely can be utilized in streaming situations. Yusei Kikuchi, he's been pitching great of late. And on Wednesday, six innings, one earned, seven hits, two walks, eight Ks at the LA Dodgers. That's a big boy start for Kikuchi. 16 whiffs and a 32% CSW. On the season now, Kikuchi at 3.79 ERA, 4.00 xFIP, and 116 Ks and 109 a third innings pitched. Quite the production from Yusei Kikuchi. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Wednesday. Andres Munoz picked up his second save of the season as Paul Sewald was getting the day off. He's been working quite a bit out of the back end of that Seattle bullpen. Devin Williams picked up save 26 for the Brew Crew. David Bednar saved 20 for the Pirates. Gregory Soto got his second save of the year for the Philadelphia Phillies. Craig Kimbrell pitched the eighth as the 3, 4, and 5 hitters were up for the Orioles. Clay Holmes picked up his 14th save of the season for the Yankees. Kenley Jansen is 22nd as the Red Sox took care of business once again against the Atlanta Braves. Then Adbert Alzolay, 11th save of the year. It's back-to-back days for saves for Alzolay. He has been outstanding in the back end of that bullpen. And then some negative stuff here. Daniel Bard blew the save against the Nats, allowing four runs in the ninth as he came in a 4-1 game. Nats walked it off 1-5-4. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, before we look at Thursday on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchikin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. DFS. We have three games on the main slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern. There's a doubleheader earlier between the Tigers and the Angels, not on the slates. So slim pickings here. For bats, I like the Cubs versus Miles Mikolas. Mikolas has been better of late, but you got to pick your poisons here. So I'll take the Cubs, whose bats are red hot right now, going up against Mikolas. And then the Mets versus Josiah Gray. The Mets are also heating up a bit too. So I like those two spots. And when you're looking at pitching, Kode Senga versus the Nats, like I mentioned, I liked his prop already, his K prop. I like him to get the job done, even though I love the Nats, as you guys should know by now. And then Tanner Bibee versus the White Sox. White Sox do have a lot of swing and miss in that lineup. Bibee's been outstanding of late, so I'll take my chances there. Things I'm looking forward to on Thursday, besides more crazy trade deadline stuff, as it's just heating up in a big, big way. Shohei Ohtani takes the mound in Detroit. It's a doubleheader. We could get two games of Ohtani DHing plus a game of him on the mound. It's just like Christmas morning for baseball fans between the Angels and the Tigers. Justin Steele, love anytime he takes the mound against the St. Louis Cardinals. Nice rivalry game there. And then I mentioned the late game, Tanner Bibee versus Dylan Cease. That's a fun one, folks. It's a really fun one. Two good pitching matchups there. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, make sure y'all go to pitcherlist.com. Go check out all the free written content, podcasts, and much, much more. You won't regret it. And then support the cause and become a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. It gets you into the awesome Discord that's just nonstop full of great baseball and fantasy baseball conversation, information, and whatnot. Plus more content, more great tools, and even more stuff coming down the line that you get to help create and participate in by being a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. And that'll do it, folks. Hope the trade deadline stays active and hot, and I have a lot more news to bring you tomorrow. I will recap Thursday's small slate of action and get you ready for Friday and the weekend. But for now, this was your First Pitch Podcast, Thursday, July 27th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.